It's one of the world's biggest consumers of coal, but it plans to phase out coal by 2038. And lawmakers are considering a plan to shut down dozens of coal-fired power plants as part of this goal. And then they have another bigger goal, to be emissions neutral by 2050. Claudia Kempfert is professor of energy economics at the German Institute for Economic Research. She joins us from Berlin. And Professor, just catch us up where we are at this point, because we'd heard reports that there was an initial plan to tell coal-fired plants they had to shut down by a certain time. But we understand maybe it's not going to be that harsh.
Well, it's still under debate. What they are right now doing at the German government is to establish some kind of climate law where they would like to focus on a coal phase-out plan. And in this plan, or in that law, in addition, also they are talking about some kind of financial compensations. And if we are phasing out coal, we have to phase in more renewables. And there's a big debate right now whether we should have a steeper increase of wind or solar, and how fast can we shut down coal-fired power plants, and what about the compensations for the utilities. That's still under debate right now.
Well, so you said something important there, that, you know, the initial plan, at least it was reported that there was an initial plan that utilities would be forced to deactivate these hard coal power plants by 2026 if not enough closures happen voluntarily. But now you mentioned that there's going to be these subsidies and things to encourage operators to close the coal plants on their own. But that means that shutting down coal in the country is going to cost more.
Well, it depends on what they are deciding right now, because in that moment, the German government has decided to pay 40 billion by 2038 for those regions which are affected from this coal phase out, primarily those regions where a lot of coal jobs are located. And the other concept which you just mentioned is, what about the climate law and how voluntary or how fixed will be the coal phase-out plan? And there's still a debate right now. It's these days where they are heavily debating also in the parliament, and we will see what kind of solutions they are favoring.
And how are people reacting to this? You mentioned the jobs that would have to be switched to either new jobs or just phased out completely, that of coal workers. Will renewables pick up not just enough of the energy production, but enough of the jobs to satisfy Germans?
Yeah, I mean, the population is very confident that the energy transition is right and they are supporting it. 80% of the people think that that's a good strategy, but the way how to do it, it's quite under debate right now. And we have still 40,000 coal jobs in those regions, and in the renewable sector, approximately 300,000 people are working right now. But there is some kind of market problems in the renewable energy sector. So a lot of solar jobs has been lost, and wind these days as well. So there is a big debate how to solve it, and also to maintain also the renewable energy jobs, and not only to phase out coal and give a financial compensation for coal, but also to give a financial compensations for those jobs, the future jobs of renewables. And this is a big debate right now, and it has all to do with the phase-out plan.
Well, it might also include nuclear plants, because we remember Germany decided to shut down its nuclear plants after the Fukushima disaster in 2011 in Japan. A dozen of the country's nuclear plants have been closed, and so renewables have to pick up some of those jobs and that energy production as well. But you just said something so interesting, that 80% of the country is behind this coal industry shutdown, at least a hard coal. It's just, you know, so interesting, because here, of course, in this country, we had a candidate who ran for president promising to keep the coal jobs. And it's the market that seems to have determined things, because here in the U.S., American coal companies are going bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Was this part of the issue in Germany, or is it strictly to try to meet the emissions goals?
Well, it is under debate also that there is a market influence here, because also in Germany, as you have just described for the U.S., it's the same situation, that the coal companies are struggling. So it's quite under debate of what they are doing. And at the end, whether there's such kind of high payment or not. Mm-hmm. But the Germans are really much, as you said, also confident that we should meet the emission reduction goals, and therefore the coal phase-out plan is not under question anymore. And in Germany, we are willing to pay subsidies or financial compensation, but not to that large extent as nowadays is discussed.
Yeah. And where does Germany stand in Europe in its stance on phasing out coal?
Well, we have in Germany the largest amount or the largest share of coal in comparison to all other European countries. There's another country which has also quite high share, which is Poland. But they have also now they're debating a strategy how to decrease the share. And in other countries, as you mentioned, France has more nuclear power plants than Germany. But Germany is phasing out nuclear, then phasing out coal and phasing in renewables. And this plan is still ongoing. But there's still a long way to go.
Claudia Kempfert, professor of energy economics at the German Institute for Economic Research, says that country looks to phase out its coal industry. Professor Kempfert, thank you.
Thank you.